Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning podcast with Melissa and Whip, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Imagine finding $50 in an old fridge. ComEd will recycle your old working fridge and send you $50. Schedule a free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.
Grab a warm cup of cocoa, because it's time for another edition of Melissa's Favorite Bedtime Story.
It's the middle of the night, sleeping in my bed. Midge runs up and says, turns on my light. She
Midge
says,
being your stepmom.
My stepmom. Yeah. Do you smell smoke? And I'm, you know, in a very deep sleep. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I don't smell anything. She
Why
lifts
are there
up,
flames leaping off your legs?
Not yet. She lifts the blanket up off of me. The oxygen, I think, hit whatever was going on underneath the blanket.
All that farting you were doing under there. The Dutch oven you had fired up under there. That caught on fire.
Oh!
Yeah.
And all of a sudden...
a big meal. All of a sudden, it's all warm underneath that blanket. Yeah. Spontaneous combustion.
Oh, no, no, no. Well, who knows? But anyway, smoke fills the room.
What filled the room?
Smoke.
I'll bet. Green smoke?
No. Do you want to hear the story or not?
I'm enjoying myself. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And she panics. I panic. The mattress is just smoking. There's no flames yet. It's just smoking. But we get up. The two of us throw
Do you dump water on it? Do you throw it out the window?
No, we get up. We both grab one end of the mattress. We run it down the hallway through the living room and throw it out the
Let's set the whole house on fire on our way out.
Might as well.
Yeah.
We throw it out the front door. It was the middle of winter.
I would like to be driving by their house. You just finished your third shift. You're tired. You drive by and you see a couple of crazy ladies throwing a smoking mattress
Flaming
out the
mattress,
front door.
Yeah.
Out goes the electric blanket, too.
Right. Well, I would hope so.
Yeah, that goes out, too. And
Melissa's the only one I know that might consider trying to reuse it.
Right.
No. That was a fluke.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to try it again. You know what that thing cost?
Yeah. Yeah. But, the mattress started to have, like, a brown singy mark, but there was never any flames. And I had just a little red mark on
that
my
happened to me in college once.
Brown singy mark?
I got up, there's a brown singy mark on my mattress.
You got to throw that right in the garbage can. Right in the garbage can.
Yeah.
Save it.
Yeah. I, too, threw it right out the window.
You should.
No. The show that'll fill your heart with stories. Like a smoldering mattress fills a room.
What's wrong with that story?
No, it was a great story.
Eric in the Morning.
Smoke.
I'll bet.
With Melissa and Whip.
Do you want to hear the story or not?
I'm enjoying myself. Go ahead.
On The Mix.
Good story. Good story.
Yeah. Yep. True story.
I believe you. I do. I don't think you would lie to us about that.
Nope.
I don't know how you could.
Nope.
Rain mainly after 3 o'clock this afternoon will be the story, much like yesterday's rain was. And as predicted, all the leaves have come off the trees.
A lot.
Yep.
Boy, the winds came through and they were just coming down.
You get a good rainstorm late in the color season.
Yeah, that's it.
The trees gone.
Knock them right off.
Yep. High of 50 today. Rain tomorrow. Rain tonight. Overnight low around 46. Then a 30% chance of rain tomorrow. Otherwise, mostly cloudy for your voting Tuesday.
That's right.
And a high of 50. Remember, we still have the bet.
Oh, on the temperature?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet me big money that we were still going to see one day touch 80.
We switched it, though, remember? Because we're past Halloween, so we said, would it get in the 70s, low 70s by Thanksgiving?
I sense some backpedaling.
Didn't we talk about that?
I think we did lower the bar to 70. Because I think we gave up...
I think we gave up on
80.
But I think you suggested it.
Okay.
And that's when I said to both of you, oh, so now you're bailing on your bet, and we never really established it after that.
I seem to remember you saying something like, well, I'll take that bet. I think I just threw
that's
five
fine.
Bucks out there.
That's
but,
fine. I'll still take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're looking at Wednesday. Hang on. Wednesday, mostly sunny and 43. Mm-hmm. Thursday, mostly sunny and 40. Overnight low 28. Friday, a slight chance of rain and 38.
Mm-hmm.
So... I see it going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
At least now.
It definitely is.
For these, for the next week or so.
It certainly is.
I hope this is no, like, indication because it got cold so quickly, you know? Because I feel like we still should be getting at least the 50s, right? I'm thinking that's probably the norm.
Well, you are today.
Well,
you did
you
over
know,
the weekend.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, still this week. Like, I thought maybe it was too early to be in the 40s. I don't know.
The 50s ain't the 70s. I like my butt right now.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
All right, so we'll see what happens there. You heard Whip talking. Big Bears win yesterday. They just beat the S out of the Buffalo Bills, which is nice to see. Started a little bit slowly, but then it really got rolling.
It's like some of those old Bears teams that we love. Yeah. They just play defense. The offense doesn't even need to exist.
Yeah.
Defense just goes out there and scores the points and pummels the other team. That's fine.
It's kind of fun watching a Bears game in the first quarter. They're not playing well. Nothing really exciting is happening. It's kind of boring and just thinking back in your mind, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Matter of time before they decide to turn it on and punch them right in the mouth, which they did yesterday. So Bears win 41-9 over the Buffalo Bills and then return to Soldier Field on Sunday.
How many wins and losses do they have now?
We're 5-3.
That's right. First
Chicago
place.
Bears.
First place.
First place Chicago Bears.
That's amazing.
5-3.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Could be 7-1.
Had a That's true.
That slipped away.
That is true.
Wouldn't that be something?
That stupid Packers game from opening night. Remember, it's a distant memory now, but still.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. A couple other ones. Golden opportunities that slipped away.
That is correct. Yeah.
All right. So that's going on. What's also going on is we have Ariana Grande tickets all this week around here. Lots and lots and lots of Ariana Grande tickets. You know, she released a song over the weekend, Thank You, Next, which, of course, speaks to her love life.
That's right.
And then comments she sings about Pete Davidson in the song. You saw what he said on Saturday Night Live, didn't you?
I didn't see it.
No, I only saw, like, a little story about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Pete did one of his Pete Davidson bits on Weekend Update. I watched it over the weekend, a clip of it on YouTube. And then at the end of it, got all serious.
Oh, really?
He talked about what a wonderful person she is. It's nobody's business what really happened. And he wishes her nothing but success and love and happiness and all that stuff in the future.
Yeah. Probably getting a lot of flack for being the bad guy.
Got all touchy-feely.
Oh, yeah.
He's taking the high road.
Yeah.
No, I like how now it's nobody's business.
Yeah.
It was sure was our business while you guys were together. You insured us to that.
Well, I think he was trying to find the comedy in it for a couple of weeks, and then he took some backlash perhaps from her and her people, and he's like, fine. Okay, fine. No more comedy in it. I'll move this thing along. Because reportedly, she was really, really, really mad about that promo, the Hey, You Want to Get Married one that you played last week.
That's right.
That one turned her off.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, she... Sources say, I think it was a TMZ thing, say, she sent in no uncertain terms, cut it out, jackass.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Kind of stuff. So
it was such a little thing.
I know.
She even that big of a deal.
They're in a very emotional time in their relationship.
Jeez.
She even tweeted whatever she tweeted about the relevancy.
Yeah.
You're trying to cling to relevancy or whatever after that. Remember last week?
I think he's just trying to find the comedy. I'm actually on Team
so
Pete.
Too. I kind of am, too.
I'm relieved that he's kind of trying to laugh at it rather than run from it.
Totally.
You just got dumped by Ariana Grande and thrown out on the street. I mean, the easy thing would be to, I'm taking a month off. I'm taking a leave of absence from the show. I'm going to get myself together. Not Pete. He just walks back in there and goes, I just got thrown out on the street. I'm living with my mom.
Yeah. I'm Team Pete, too.
Yeah. Go Pete.
I'll go Team Ariana just because I don't even know why.
Right.
But if he said anything.
For whatever reason you've just chosen, you just want to hate him.
If he actually played the none of your business card at this point. Yeah, we were trying to ignore you for like 4 months, and you wouldn't let us.
He's only playing it after not playing it for a while and kind of going, all right, fine, okay.
Very convenient.
Yeah, you got to see the clip before you start making the judgment.
You are so cynical.
Because maybe you see the clip, and you go, all right, because you can see in the way he's delivering it, hey, I'd like to talk about it, but it's just not right to do. She doesn't want me to. It's okay. I'm going to honor her wishes.
Right.
It has that feel to it.
Exactly.
I'm on Team B. Hey, I was wondering time. Got today's Hey, I was wondering from Tina. All right, we start the show. If you want to get us a Hey, I was wondering, you get that Eric in the Morning travel mug. You can email us. You can text us, 60123. You can Facebook message us. You can direct message us on Instagram, I think. I don't know. I think. Mel D knows
I'm
all that
sure
stuff.
You can.
Yeah. So Tina sent this email in. Hey, Eric. Is it complicated or picky food ordering considered high maintenance? Or, I'm sorry. Is complicated picky food ordering considered high maintenance? For example, a Cobb salad, no onion, no blue cheese, add Colby Jack cheese and extra avocado on the side with vinaigrette and ranch dressings on the side as well. Would you consider that to be a high maintenance person? Thanks, Tina. Yes.
Do you feel like it's changing a little bit, though?
How so?
Because I feel like people and their food particularities have become like a real thing now, where like 10 years ago, let's say, that would have been like, oh, what is this person doing? And now everybody seems like they have their own specialized things. I think it's becoming more and more like, oh, that's just a sign that I'm an intelligent person who knows what I want in my sandwich.
Like it started with the coffee or something like that, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. No.
Here's what I say to that. Yeah, that might be true. All of that might be true. Doesn't mean it's not complicated or picky.
Agreed.
All of it might be true, and I think that people are maybe doing that more often, but just making a slight change. You know, can I have the Cobb salad, but can you hold the blue cheese and put the dressing on the side? Let me read this to you again.
Yeah, yeah.
Cobb salad, no onion, no blue cheese, add Colby Jack and extra avocado on the side with a vinaigrette and a ranch dressing on the side as well.
Yes, I think that's a bit much. I will say I give people like two changes. And after two, it starts to get a little
Then you're moving into the picky, complicated realm.
A little bit.
That doesn't necessarily mean bad. Yes, it does. Doesn't necessarily mean bad. But it does fall under, to answer Tina's question, complicated and picky, high maintenance.
I wonder if you talk to a server who's been doing it for a little bit of time, mm-hmm. if they would say that it has become more common for people to do that now. I don't know
the
answer.
It's interesting you say that because that potentially could happen after 6 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
As we take this to another level. And, see, this is where I told you. Watch as I turn this frown upside down. Here's what's going to happen. I'm giving you an advance notice. You know the Eric in the Morning list at 6:20? Today's topic is going to be top three complicated food orders you have.
Mm.
Okay.
Top three complicated food orders you have. Okay?
Right.
And watch this. The most complicated that finishes first, we're going to give you tickets to Ariana Grande.
Whoa.
See?
Whoa.
Yeah, turn it upside down.
Okay.
Look at that. Right out of the gate. Right out of the gate with the good stuff.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're
saying thanks for listening early.
You're blowing out the sunshine.
That's right. Blowing it right out.
That's right.
Right. Screw you people that listen after 7. They'll never know. They'll never know we're having this kind of fun. See? That'll teach them to stay in bed. You get rewarded coming up at 6:20 this morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande, if you finish first, this gives you enough time to put together in your mind what is your complicated food order, a la Cobb salad, no onion, no blue cheese, add Colby Jack and extra avocado on the side with vinaigrette and ranch dressing on the side as well. Does that make me a high-maintenance person? I'm sorry, Tina, it doesn't make you a bad person, but it does make you a high-maintenance person. Can we agree on that?
That's a bit much. And it can confuse somebody who's trying to, you know, take
can
the order and make it.
The confusion for the person taking the order and the confusion for the person making the order.
Mm-hmm.
Back there in the kitchen.
Yeah,
you
probably
really risk having your food not done properly.
Yeah, they're getting revenge on you one way or another.
Yeah, a lot of math going on there. Love math. Taking it up.
And hunters shot and killed a tiger in India on Friday, a tiger which had reportedly killed and eaten as many as 13 villagers there over the past 2 years. So they were on the hunt for this thing for a while, could never get it to come out. The way they lured the tiger is pretty interesting. They used Obsession for Men, the Calvin Klein cologne.
Oh, wow.
No.
Wow.
Yes.
No.
It's made with real bits of panther, isn't it?
I would not make this up because I wouldn't know to make it up.
Really?
So this is true.
So Obsession will lure tigers, actual tigers, as opposed to cougars.
Meaning you're walking down the street and you got that on, you better look out. At least if you go to the zoo. Yeah, cougars.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I like that.
Just flew right by you.
I like it.
Thanks.
No, I enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay, so they, what did they just spray it on a bunch of stuff?
I guess. Yeah, the tiger came out and was like sniffing around, wanted to, you know, do whatever tigers do with things.
Wanted more.
With whatever it smells in the Obsession for Men. It's got some kind of pheromone in the scent that attracts big cats.
It's called Sex Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries.
Is it illegal, really?
It's made with bits of real panther, so you know it's good.
That's good.
It's quite pungent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a formidable scent.
Stings the nostrils.
Stings the nostrils.
There you go.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
Yeah.
They've done studies, you know.
Have they?
60% of the time, it works every time.
Well, that works.
That doesn't make sense.
All right.
Yeah, that Sex Panther thing turns out to be based a little bit on the truth. Right?
Who would have thought?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess the downside of all this, so again, keep in mind, this was a man-eating tiger, which had killed supposedly 13 people.
Aren't all tigers man-eating?
Well, this one had eaten men.
Okay.
not only wanted to eat men.
If it's hungry enough.
It would go around the village and kill people.
I'm guessing given the opportunity, the other ones would too.
True, but this one went ahead and did it.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is why they targeted this thing and they had to put it down.
As opposed to all the vegetarian tigers it was hanging out with.
Don't get many of those.
Flexitarian tigers. Hey, by the way, more on flexitarians coming up later this morning. I know you're on the edge of your seat.
All right. Anyway, so Sorry to that tiger. Moving to sports, other than the Bears. You had Tom Brady over Aaron Rodgers.
Why are you sorry to the tiger? It's eating men.
No, I know. Well, because some people...
It had it coming.
Yes. Some people are upset that they had to take it down that way.
Ah.
Say it wasn't nice, wasn't fair.
With obsession?
Well, with the bullet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, with a
bullet. I'm still in the obsession part.
I haven't gotten to that tragic second part of it
yet.
Yeah, everybody's good with the obsession thing to lure it out, and I'm sure the tiger enjoyed that portion of it, but anyway, you know what I'm saying.
All right.
But if you're a villager there, you're probably happy.
All right, let's get all of these high-maintenance people. Complicated orders. Your complicated food order. Finish number one, you're going to go see Ariana Grande. Your complicated food order is what, Jane?
I used to order French onion soup without the
onion. French onion soup, sans onions.
Does that exist?
It does when you order it that way, and they have to go fishing all the onions out of there.
Man.
So it's just basically broth and cheese, which doesn't sound all bad. keeping with the French theme at number three, Emily.
Hi. Okay, so I don't know if it's necessarily high maintenance, more than weird.
Uh-huh.
I order my French toast with cream cheese, and it's always really, really hard to explain to them because it's not like the sweet cream cheese. It's just spreadable cream cheese.
Oh, that actually sounds good.
They're always super confused.
Yeah, it sounds super weird. Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, French toast with cream cheese. I encountered somebody that says, I don't like syrup on pancakes.
Yeah.
What do you put on it, then?
Who doesn't like syrup on pancakes?
Well, some people might think it drowns it too much
That's crazy talk.
Well, then you just like go
butter.
Easy on the syrup,
That's
right?
crazy talk. Then you start smearing it with cream cheese. You don't know what you're doing. You've lost your mind. Dina, at number two, your difficult order is what?
I get an original chicken sandwich made like a Whopper with mustard and pickles, no ketchup.
Wait a minute.
Okay, hold on. So you go to Burger King. And you make the order of the chicken sandwich, but I want it made like a Whopper. And once again, with what specifics?
With mustard and pickles, no ketchup.
Do they sometimes, if you do that at the drive-thru, do they go, hang on just a second and pull up? And then when you pull up, the Burger King guy just dives through the window and chokes you?
No, they're like, okay. And they have to wait a minute. But they
Can you imagine
okay.
how creepy that would be? The king just leans through the window and starts choking you.
Yeah.
He's creepy anyway.
Yeah, I know. And then finally, in at number one, I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. Amy, your strange order is what?
Whenever I go to Denny's, I order moons over my hammy minus the hammy.
Minus the hammy. Miami, the city that keeps the roof. Who orders moons over Miami with no hammy? What do you get?
I do.
It's just eggs then, isn't it?
And cheese.
And cheese.
Can't you just order eggs?
I like an egg and cheese sandwich.
Yeah, but how much fun is it to say moons
minus
over my hammy?
Yeah, minus the hammy. Yeah.
I order it that way every time, minus the hammy.
Right. Can you put a chicken breast on there too? And some syrup. And then spread cream cheese?
Yeah.
Moons over my hammy with no hammy. Hey, guess what, Amy? You're going to see Ariana Grande.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have any candy left over from Halloween still?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do something kind of cool with them? You want to take your candy and infuse it into your vodka?
Drinking vodka.
It's a new thing now.
Mm.
How great does this sound?
What do you do, just drop it in?
Well, no, you got to do a little more work than that. Got a lot of leftover candy. You can now make candy-infused vodka using one of these 11 tasty recipes.
Hmm.
So they've got like a Starburst-infused vodka, a Skittles-infused vodka, a Jelly Bean Martini vodka, Jolly Rancher vodka, Butterscotch vodka, all the different ways you can take leftover candy, infuse it into your vodka to bring a whole new vodka flavor out.
Some more of the hardish type candies.
Candy-infused vodka is growing in popularity, and if you've never made it, you're missing out. It's relatively easy, simple, and quite delicious, they say.
Hmm.
Go for the mid-range vodka. Stick with a single flavor, color per infusion. Use mason jars or other glass containers so it has a little bit of a hillbilly quality, which I know you love being from Kentucky.
That's right.
Not really from Kentucky, but having family
there. I visit there, yeah.
Right. And then you use some candles to absorb the alcohol, or the candies to absorb the alcohol well. There's no sugar coating. It's all in, there's a whole system to it. Something you might try?
Yeah, I would try it.
You know what I'll do? I'll give it to Mel D., and she can maybe post this.
Yeah.
But I would. I think Skittles infused vodka sounds good.
I think even the Starburst one sounds good.
That doesn't sound all bad either. Something to do with all that leftover candy. Why let it go to waste when you can put it in booze? we have the results. The Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. 10 of you. A couple of them on hold here.
asking a question regarding being on a break in a relationship. The question we just asked off the air, should you text your partner when you're on a break? Yes or no? Experts say, I'll tell you what experts say in a second.
Okay.
What do you say, Beth? Should you text your partner when you're on a break? Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No wiggle room there.
Reason being?
Well, you're on a break, and how can you really be on a break if you're going to continue communicating with each other?
Ah, well said. Now, let's suppose for a second, because they don't really define this part of it, how long would you say a break should be?
At least a week.
A week.
Oh, okay.
You would have thought a lot more, right, Melissa?
I would have thought more. I absolutely would have.
Thank you, Beth. Hey, Jesse.
Hi.
Hi. Should you text your partner when you're on a break, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, and your reasoning is?
Because you have to be thinking about yourself. You can't be thinking about them.
Uh-huh.
It's just time to reflect.
Gotcha. You know? All right, and how long, if you decide you're with somebody and you're like, listen, we're going to take a break from each other, how long do you think the break should last?
I would say a couple weeks at least.
Couple weeks. All right, we're up to two now. How do you feel about that, Melissa? You're like a three-month girl. I can see it
no.
in your eyes.
Well, how more long than 2 weeks, I was thinking.
How long is a break?
I thought a month.
A month? How long is a break, Whip, in a relationship?
You know, if I had to pick, I think a couple of weeks is probably okay.
Should you text your partner when you're on a break? We just spoke to 10 people. What do you think the results were, yes or no?
I'm going to say they said no.
What percentage?
I'll say 70% said no.
That is exactly right. I'm not even going to give you a chance, Whip.
Darn it.
She got it right. 7 out of 10. Should have asked him how long the standard break should go. Should you text your partner when you're on a break? Experts say no. You're on a break for a reason, and by not texting, you send a powerful message. That message being, I don't like you.
Right.
At least right now.
Yeah.
Maybe I will in 2 weeks. But leave me alone.
Gotta think about it.
Texting them has the potential to make you feel even worse. Agree with that?
I think so. I could see that.
Being on a break can be really hard, especially if you're used to talking really regularly. There's a powerful temptation to reach out and just say hello. However, recommendations are breaking the texting embargo. You're potentially setting yourself up to feel even worse. All of a sudden, it all churns up again. Everything
right.
you've accomplished over the course of the 4 or 5 days not communicating just churns right back up.
Yeah, yeah. Does it say in there how long the break should be?
That's what I was saying. It doesn't.
It doesn't say even in that. Okay.
No. You owe it to yourself to respect the break, so honor it and don't communicate at all
respect
during the break.
Don't muddy the water.
That's right.
Do you guys
respect
agree with that?
But I would be really bad at it.
Oh, so you admit that?
Oh, I would be terrible at it.
Oh, okay. How long would you take a break for?
Uh-oh. 2-3 hours?
That's about enough. You find yourself in that time.
Why are you making that face? I'm actually being serious.
No, you're not.
I actually gave you a serious answer.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes. I'm a communicator. I need to have a lot
right.
of...
Right. Yeah. Sure you are. That's why you don't answer texts.
Well,
you don't answer
just from
your phone.
You. Because I know from you that if I answer the text, it's going to open the door to nonstop minute-by-minute communication for an entire day. And it's exhausting.
You said you're a communicator.
Well, yeah, but to a point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't want to over-communicate.
Okay.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix. On the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning Podcast with Melissa and Whip, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Imagine finding $50 in an old fridge. ComEd will recycle your old working fridge and send you $50. Schedule a free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. 312-591-6800. Women are freezing their eggs to avoid panic parenting with an unsuitable partner. I'm reading between the lines on that. I'm guessing that's, they turn a certain age and think, oh my God, I got to get pregnant. I got to do this. And then they just pick the
next guy that comes along,
and then they realize after the fact, oh, that was a bad choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about.
I guess that would be the panic parenting in question,
right? Have you seen the empty suit that this guy is, or whatever it might be, right? All right. 312-591-6800. Jennifer?
Hello.
Hi. You were one that froze your eggs?
I did. So when I turned 30, it was actually my mother who panicked that I would be too old and my eggs would be too old and I would not make her a grandmother.
So your mother was over your shoulder this whole time. 30 doesn't seem that old to me.
So that's what I told her. I said, you know what? Let's wait till 35.
Uh-huh.
And she said, no, your eggs will be too old by then. So we compromised on 34.
Okay.
So right. When I turned 34, I had my eggs harvested and frozen.
Okay.
Okay.
And how old are you now?
I'm 36 now.
36. And do you continue to feel the pressure from your mother?
Actually, it's a little bit less now.
Okay.
Okay. So are you dating anybody?
I am.
Uh-huh.
Not seriously, though.
I see. So you froze them more from, this one says, to avoid panic parenting with an unsuitable partner. That really wasn't so much yours. Yours was panicked mothering from a crazy mother.
It was the panicked mother. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense because it took the pressure off.
Uh-huh.
Ironically, as soon as I, started the IVF treatments for the procedure,
right.
I started dating somebody. And so it got a little bit weird, but, you know, it didn't end up working out. So then again, I guess a little bit of the pressure was off then.
Okay.
What was that conversation like when you told him?
It was in the beginning of the relationship and didn't want to go there. So he knew I was having a procedure, and he had some idea that it was something gynecological and didn't ask any questions.
Oh, well, that's good. He didn't ask.
As guys, you just said that sentence, and I feel the need to stop asking questions.
Absolutely.
Right. We just naturally were inclined to stop asking. Yeah. None of our business.
Plus, I think it's nice that you did that. I mean, I think that there's no shouldn't be any pressure, you know? It's like, if you feel like you need to do it, then great.
Right, right.
So there's no more pressure from, like you said, the settling with a guy who's not going to be right. And then I also eased my mother's fears a little bit.
There you go. Yeah. Everybody wins. Thank you, Jennifer.
Nice.
I wasn't expecting the mother pressure as a part of it.
Well, you know, I hate that there's pressure at all because I was 32 or 33, you know, my gynecologist, it made me mad. Like, my gynecologist was like, you know, you need to start thinking about having babies and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, stop it. Like,
your doctor said it to you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's like, there are tons of women over the age of 35 that have babies. Like, stop.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Doesn't need to happen. Like, chill.
Gotcha. Cool. You want to get something to
eat? I'll go. I don't think you invited me, but I want to go.
Hey, why do I even talk to you about anything?
Yeah, let's go.
I feel as though I shouldn't be having this conversation with you. It just feels like...
let's go get some sausage.
Nice, yeah.
Fine.
Whatever you say is right.
Why do I even
bother? That's how we feel as men.
We have three finalists for the Ariana Grande's How I Got Out of It, How It Ended competition.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
They did a story on how to end a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad date. One of them was, I promised my ex he could come pick up his stuff tonight. It should be pretty dramatic. Do you want to come over and be a part of it?
Who'd want to go to that?
No thanks. That's the gentle
nobody.
Letdown.
Yeah.
So we said, all right, you're on a horrible, no good, very bad, terrible date. How did you end it? Best one is going to see Ariana Grande. Okay. Your exit strategy. How solid was it? All right, three finalists. You ready?
Yep.
Finalist number one is Mariella. Hi, Mariella.
Hi.
How did you get out?
Okay, so I had just started a new job, and this was more of a friend date, you know, trying to be friends with your coworkers. And we went out for drinks. It was a Thursday, but when I got there, there was a bunch of other of her friends. And I realized these just were not, you know, were not my people, were not my crowd. I was so uncomfortable. I just wanted to go home. They wanted to keep drinking.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, how am I going to get out of this? So I texted my sister and I told her, I'm like, call me in 3 minutes and tell me that you just hit a deer, you know, and I have to come get you.
How did you settle on the I hit a deer story?
Well, I kind of, you know, I just sat there waiting for my phone to ring. And my sister was laughing. I'm like, I'll explain later. Just tell me you hit a deer, but sound worried, you know? So she calls me, and I'm trying not to laugh because she's laughing. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I have to go. My sister hit a deer,
right.
And I have to check if it's okay.
They aren't even hearing her side of it, but she's still telling the story very dramatically to you on the phone.
Right, right. Make it all believable.
Yeah. All right, hold on, Marielle. Hold
just
on.
Hit a deer.
I just hit a deer. My sister hit a deer. Christine, how did you get out of it, your exit strategy?
Well, I was on a date, and a guy pulled out a flask at the bar.
Nice.
Classy. Very classy, yeah. So I immediately had stomach pains, had to use the bathroom, and ducked out the back door.
Aha! When a man pulls out a flask at the bar, it's time to exit through the back door. All right, hold on. Oh, we've added a few more finalists. Annalise, your exit strategy. Hello, Annalise.
Yes. Hi. So my exit strategy was I had texted my sister and asked her to call.
Asked her to what? We lost you there. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Check on her, Swanee. Check on her. Yes, your exit strategy was what, Mike?
I was in the restaurant trying to get out of this date, and I realized that the only way I'm going to get out of this is my girlfriend. I told her my ex-girlfriend walked in, and she had a restraining order on me, and I couldn't be within 100 feet of her, so I dropped 100 on the table, and I walked out.
I'm sorry. I have got to run. Yeah. If I don't leave, I'm going to jail.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
That one's going to work.
My ex has got a restraining order. It is the damnedest thing. Hey, Annalise, welcome back.
Yes, I'm here.
Your story again?
So my story was I'm sorry, my phone connected to my Bluetooth.
That's all right.
So I was on a really bad date with a guy that was obsessed with Superman. He had Superman tattoos, a Superman ring. He even wore a T-shirt with a freaking Superman cape.
Right.
So I had texted
That wasn't
sister.
A sign to you that it was time to not even have the date?
I was trying to be polite.
Okay.
So I texted my sister asking her if she would call me in a panic that her house was on fire. She called me, and I'm trying to keep a straight face the entire time, and it was really hard. And then I had asked him, I'm like, hey, do you want to help me put out the fire since you have a Superman cape on? And, yeah.
You're doing a whole Superman
so dramatic,
angle.
Dramatic, yes.
A lot of sister help there.
I know that.
All right, who's it going to be? Hey, my sister just hit a deer. I have to go. Hey, he's pulling out a flask at the table. I snuck out the back door. Hey, my ex just walked in, and she has a restraining order against me. I can't be within 100 feet. I'm going to need to leave. Or, hey, my sister's house is on fire. Anything you can do about it, Superman.
They're all good.
They are.
What are your votes? Got to give somebody some Ariana Grande tickets.
I have to go with the restraining order one.
Restraining order?
Restraining order.
Restraining order. All right. Mike and the restraining order. Hey, Mike.
All right.
Hey, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
You're going to go see Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Now I need a date.
Yeah. Well, good luck. You're on your own on that one. I'm just sitting back enjoying some Bears highlights right now on TV.
Oh, it was fun, isn't it?
It was good. A lot of fun. After the first quarter was kind of boring yesterday.
But yeah.
Then it got fun.
Absolutely. You never thought it was in doubt at all.
No.
No way.
Mixed Morning Mindbender. This is never in doubt either. Five things men say when they're not into you. Hashtag sorry, it says. What's the number one thing? It's Monday. I figured I'm trying to make this a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
I have what, Lori?
A girlfriend.
A what?
A girlfriend?
Exactly.
All right. All right.
Whip really wanted it to be a rash.
If it was a rash, man, would have made my day.
It's really not a rash. Although that would be a reason not to have him as a boyfriend any longer, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
It works.
That bad rash. How was your weekend, Lori?
It was great.
Yeah?
Nice and relaxing.
Was it really? Good for you?
That's good.
Yeah. Well, you got to enjoy a beautiful weather weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we have for Lori today?
A $100 gift card to Tree Time. Tree Time, Chicagoland's largest selection of artificial Christmas trees and unique decorations. Come experience the wow of the Winter Wonderland showroom. Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. Start your holiday shopping now.
You ever run into a guy? Use that line?
I have.
Sorry, I have a girlfriend.
Yep.
Okay.
Used it.
How about number two on the five things men say when they're not that into you? I'm not looking for a commitment right now, you know? They always throw in, you know?
You know.
On the end.
Yeah.
You ever heard that
you
one?
Know.
You know,
yeah.
Fun. I'm really not looking for a commitment right now,
yeah.
though. You know?
I think it goes both ways, yeah.
Okay. But this is just guys saying it to you, though. You got to do it last hour.
All
this
right,
is guys
right.
talking
I,
now.
I get it.
Number three. To be honest, I'm really not over my ex. Maybe at a later time, but not right now. Another blow-off line when he's really not that into you. Ever heard that one?
I don't think I've heard that one.
I'm not over my ex?
But I think that one can be true.
Well, yeah, it can be, but it can also be used as a blow-off.
Okay.
That's what he's doing right here. Using it as a line on you
cool.
to break up. You. Why are we struggling so much with this?
Mm-hmm.
The rash
four.
Might also be true.
Yeah, the rash could be true.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Number four on the five things men say when they're really not into you. You're going to make some guy really, really happy someday.
Oh, come on. Oh,
that's a stinger.
Keep shoveling it.
Keep shoveling it. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to make some guy really happy someday. You ever heard that one?
I think maybe I have.
Okay.
I don't remember.
And then finally, number five on the things men say when they're not that into you. You're like a sister to me.
No, I never heard that one.
Man. Yeah.
That means I'm not attracted to you.
Yep, that's exactly mm-hmm. what that means. Yep. You're like a sister to me. Would that be the hardest one of those to hear?
No, I don't think so.
Which one would be more difficult to hear? You want
the
take
third
a,
one.
You want to take a break?
I'm trying to remember what order they were in.
You just said no, it wouldn't be the hardest to hear, and you can't remember any of the other four.
Just go with a rash.
No,
you want to, you want
no
just,
the third one.
You want to knock off for about 10 minutes?
No.
All right.
I feel good.
Okay, I can tell. Which one was that, Melissa?
The
which
third one.
Which was what?
That was the third one?
Uh-huh.
The third one.
To be honest, I'm really not over my ex. Maybe at a later time. You just said third one. You know what it was.
Yes, I did. I remember.
You didn't know. You said, the third one.
I just remember my reaction felt the strongest by the time you came across the third one.
Gotcha. Gotcha. 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. You may have heard one of these five, or you heard one that caught you completely off guard. Ladies only. What was his blow-off line to you? You don't get these very often.
Mm-mm.
His blow-off line to you. Maybe the kind of line that caused you to go, really? That's what you're going to go with? All right, we'll go with that one then.
Mm.
His blow-off line to you was what? Not I have a girlfriend. Not you're like a sister to me. Not like the third one.
I have a rash.
Yeah, did you have a guy say that? I said, I would love to see you, but I have an all-over body rash right now. I can't do it. Sorry. What was his blow-off line to you? 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Share them with me. Share them with Whip. Melissa will be back in 15 minutes.
Hey, what are you laughing at?
Next funny. On the mix. His blow-off line, what was it? I have a girlfriend. I'm not looking for a commitment right now. The ever-popular third one. To be honest, I'm not really over my ex. You're going to make some guy really, really happy someday. Just not me. You're like a sister to me, et cetera, et cetera. You heard what blow-off line that caused you to go, really, Suzanne?
Good morning.
Hi.
I heard I have a lot on my plate right now.
I have a lot on my plate right now.
Mm,
and
okay.
He had no plate in sight.
Right.
So he's meaning it metaphorically. How would you feel about that one, Melissa?
That's pretty rough, too.
Uh-huh. It's
like saying, I don't have time for you.
Jeanette.
Hi there. I heard, I don't deserve you.
I don't deserve you. A little blame shifting, yeah.
It's along the lines of you're going to make another guy really happy someday.
It's not you, it's me. Yeah. All those different ones.
I wouldn't want to be really happy, so I'm going to pass you on to the next guy.
How do you feel about I don't deserve you, Melissa?
That one's pretty rough, too.
Oh.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah, Sue, you heard what?
Gosh, I've heard all of them from the same guy. But
from the same guy?
You just kept going back.
Every single one. Uh-huh. And then also, I need to fix myself. I'm still processing.
That's straight out of the therapist's office. I'm still processing.
But you stuck around and he stuck around through all those?
Oh, boy. I guess I did.
Yeah.
It's like he was half in and half out.
Yeah. There's so many. Hi, Annie.
Well,
take 15 minutes off.
Sorry,
Annie. Go ahead.
That's all right. Yeah. I was told in college that, Annie, you're not the kind of girl we date in college. You're the one we marry later.
Ah.
Well, I kind of like that one.
So right now I'm not going to date you. I'm looking for something a little sluttier. Just temporarily. Yeah. Down the road.
When you see who I'm going to end up with here in college, you're going to be happy it's not you.
Right. Like next Saturday, when you stumble into this bar and find me draped over what I'm going to be draped over, you're going to be glad we had this conversation. Because 10 years from now, when I get all this out of my system.
That might be the one I'd want to hear the most.
In fact, after next Saturday, when you see what I'm draped all over, I'm going to use the I have a rash line. And it's going to be true.
I'll listen to you guys.
Mary. Hi, Mary. The line you heard.
Yes, I heard... you're too much woman for me.
You're too much woman for me. I prefer less woman.
I don't even know what that means.
No one does. That's meant to cause you to think, to start thinking. It gives us time to get away. By the time you process it, we're like two counties away.
Yes.
The Mix, Post Malone. With rain today and up to 50 for the high, it's 8:43 now. All right, we just conducted the secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. I don't get it. I don't get it. We're about to find out if you do.
All right.
So Post Malone, often described, at least by Whip, as...
Looks like the 1% of germs that Lysol can't kill.
Yeah, you know, we mentioned earlier that the Biebs, a little fella, apparently now has a face tattoo.
Yeah.
Post has got a couple, but they look pretty haphazard.
Yeah.
You saw a lot of Post Malones over Halloween. I dressed as Post Malone. It scared you. It permanently scarred you.
Yeah.
The look that I had going. It's frightening,
staring
right?
Staring at you, yeah.
But yet, Post Malone appears to be slaying it with the ladies. More on that here in a second, which I don't understand because we asked 10 people off the air, 312-591-6800. They didn't know. Completely anonymous. Post Malone, his face. Sexy or ugly? What do you say to that, Emily? Post Malone, his face, sexy or ugly?
Oh, it's sexy.
Sexy?
By far, yeah.
Uh-huh. So you find him attractive and sexy and desirable?
Yeah, ever since he cut his hair, it just kind of stepped him up.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Post Malone is sexy, that face. Sexy or ugly, Julie?
Definitely ugly.
Definitely ugly.
Yes.
Okay. All his music aside, just he walks in, it scares you a little.
Right. And it's like one of the people you look at them and then they look at you like, why are you looking at me? Because you have tattoos on your face.
Right.
Okay.
He looks at you like, why are you looking at him?
Yeah.
What do you think the outcome was? Thank you for the vote. For the Post Malone, that face, sexy or ugly? What do you think it was, Melissa?
I'm going to say 60% said sexy.
Okay.
I'll just go with 50-50 then.
70% said ugly. He is killing it with the ladies.
Yeah.
Post Malone, as it turns out, according to Us Weekly, he and his girlfriend, Ashlyn Diaz, have split after 3 years of dating. A source tells the outlet that Diaz broke up with him. Oh, wow, she broke up with him
really?
A few months ago.
Bad timing, Ashlyn.
However, another source told him it was a mutual decision to stop seeing each other. Diaz is reportedly upset by the split, but the rapper's demanding schedule has placed a strain on their romance. So she didn't necessarily want to break up with him. It's just the life of Post Malone became too taxing too crazy, for their relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. She is a beauty blogger.
Yeah.
By the way.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
Looks all right herself.
I wonder if he took all her advice or if he's like, you know what? No, I'm putting the writing on my face, whatever you say.
I don't know. Diaz's Instagram seemingly confirms rumors since any photos she once had of him have been removed. Okay. Post Malone, on the other hand, doesn't appear to have many photos with her on his social media. In recent months, there appeared to be trouble in paradise as Post was seen cozying up with a mystery woman on a yacht.
Way to go, Post.
That's what you do.
All right.
The bikini-clad female looked a lot like Ashlyn, but there was much speculation that it was someone else.
Uh-huh. Huh. I have to agree with the haircut thing. Like, he did not look near as good before as he did after the haircut. Even that crazy suit he was wearing at the MTV Music Awards all that stuff. I mean, he looked 1,000 times more attractive.
Okay. I'm going to stick to my theory on this one. Post Malone. His sexiness has a lot to do with who he is and this, what he does and the success he's had.
For sure.
Yeah. Post Malone's working at the car wash. He's not getting Ashlyn Diaz.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Right. That's fair?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's do a quick Monday morning text topic of the day. Okay. We give you the topic. You can text us 60123. Do that now, okay? You can text us 60123. We'll give you till 9 after 9 o'clock. We will pick the finalists, select a winner, and award a prize. We're looking for you to text us. It's simple. The celebrity or star that everybody thinks is so hot that you just don't get. Like, okay. I would text Post Malone.
I don't get it, then,
like,
I don't.
Like, our first caller, Emily, says he's smoking hot. I don't get it. I think she's smoking something.
Okay.
I don't know. Who would you put onto that list? 60123. The celebrity everybody seems to think is so smoking hot, you just don't understand it. Who would that be? You know Ariana Grande? We're giving away her tickets all this week.
Oh, yeah.
We already gave away 2 pair today.
Right.
Yeah.
Got more coming tomorrow. Ariana Grande's brother, Frankie, reveals he's dating a married couple now. That's his thing.
He dates married couples.
He's dating a married couple.
Oh.
Yes. Which is weird because, you know the TV show SWAT?
Oh, yeah.
So I watch SWAT from time to time because I like Shamar Moore.
Okay.
And one of his SWAT team members, the girl, is in the process of beginning dating a married couple.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Must be a new thing or something.
Yeah. Frankie Grande, the YouTube personality, has been dating a married couple for the last few months, he recently revealed, confirming his relationship status with Mike Pofus and Daniel Sinison at a Halloween party Monday. "These are my boyfriends," Grande said of the two. "We've been dating for almost 3 months.
Huh.
All right.
Okay.
All right. They teach their own. I don't know how you make that
really
work.
Cute.
It seems like there'd be a lot of barriers that you would have to work your way through in a relationship where there's three people involved,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Draw some rules and regulations.
And then another thing I don't get and never knew, and maybe you can speak to this, Melissa, speaking of Ariana Grande, you know Camila Cabello?
Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
She says she tried Ariana Grande's high ponytail, but can't do it because it's too painful.
Oh, It is pulled pretty tight.
Is that
I'll
true?
Tell you that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are high ponytails painful? As a guy who's never had enough hair to ever have a ponytail, and thank God for that.
Well,
I've never really noticed. Is it hurt more if it's up top versus in the back?
I mean, not really. It's more or less like there's loose ponytails where everything's just kind of soft and flowy. But when she does it, it's pulled sleek and really tight. And in order to hold it there, you know, it has to be.
I get it.
It has to be tight.
But if it was sleek and tight on the back of the head, would it also be painful? I'm just wondering if it's the high ponytail that does it.
No, it doesn't. I don't think it really matters.
Ariana Grande's signature high ponytail is a look that not just anyone can pull off, not even Camila. Excuse me, Camila.
You all right?
Camila Cabello, sorry. On Sunday, Cabello and Grande shared a little Twitter banner about the special kind of torment that comes along with pulling your hair back that tightly.
Hmm.
I didn't know.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes any girl understands this, that when you do wear your hair in a ponytail, and most girls do if you got longer hair at some point in time. But after a few hours, you have to take it out.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you gotta let it down and give your scalp a break.
Ariana Grande also thanks Mac Miller, Pete Davidson, and others in a new song that she just released over the weekend. You probably heard all about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank You Next.
Oh, yeah.
This will be her next offering. her next installment. And then, you know, what Pete Davidson said on Saturday Night Live about his relationship.
I know some of you are curious about the breakup, but the truth is, it's nobody's business, and sometimes things just don't work out, and that's okay. She's a wonderful, strong person, and I genuinely wish her all the happiness in the world. Now, please, go vote on Tuesday. Yeah.
He's in big trouble, though, some of the other jokes he did Saturday night, huh?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are done with Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you in particular. I think you're a little more biased than most for some reason. I don't know why that is.
Nothing to do with anything we're talking about right now, honestly. Yeah. I've just always kind of found him to be, with this whole Ariana thing, a little bit
I got you.
Cheesy with this thing. Yeah.
She's got the high ponytail. It's killing her head right now. You know, the look, the face, the celebrity that you just don't get. Mm-hmm. Everybody else like, oh, they are so hot. He's like, no. No, they're really not. Like Post Malone. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We ready the finalists. Here's where we currently stand on our five votes. You ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
One vote for Adam Driver. One vote for Cameron Diaz. One vote for Tom Brady's wife, also known as Giselle. And one vote for Ryan Reynolds. Tiebreaker time.
Oh.
The winner would be Dina. Who's your vote?
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz. Yeah, I don't get her face. Wow. Yeah, Cameron Diaz.
Really, huh?
Kind of get that. I agree with
She's
you.
She's a butterface.
She's a butterface.
Oh.
Well, no. It's just got meat around her. Yeah, everything looks
like
good, butterface.
There's a lot of other people who are far more beautiful.
Right. Yeah, Cameron Diaz. There's your winner. What did the previous owner leave behind? 1,000 teeth they found in the wall. 1,000 teeth in Valdosta, Georgia. The woman said she moved into a house around here. 8-inch butcher knife in the rafter in the basement.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if there's 1,000 teeth in that guy's building or house, can you imagine what there is in Dr. Sklar's house?
Oh, I don't want to.
I know. All it's got to be like thousands upon thousands of toes.
Oh, my God.
Well, or toenails at the very least, right?
Oh, God.
Hey, painful bunion? Then it's time to get your bunion fixed with Foot First Podiatry.
He's going
to
love that.
And he will. With Foot First Podiatry's exclusive sklar bunionectomy. The text should be coming in any second now.
Oh, God.
No visible scars, no cast, no crutches, no kidding. For more information about the sklar bunionectomy, visit footfirst.com. What'd they leave behind, the former owner in your house? Hey, Charlotte.
Good morning, Eric, Melissa, and Whip.
Good morning. What'd they leave behind?
Well, we found in the attic floorboards a World War II Japanese executive officer's gun and holster.
Wow.
Holy cow.
What? Oh, my gosh. My heart just skipped a beat.
Yeah. So at the time, our next-door neighbor was a police officer, so we brought it to him to make sure it was okay to have it. And he made sure it wasn't used legally.
Uh-huh.
Oh, please don't cut out. Please don't cut out.
It's disarmed, and I had it framed for my husband.
Yeah, that's like obviously a piece of history right there.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you two seem overly excited by that.
Well, that's just an incredible find. I mean, that's something that you'd find in a museum or something.
What about this, then? Hey, Caitlin.
Hey.
Hi. What'd the owner leave behind?
Okay, so I was helping a friend move, and I went up in her attic to get some stuff down for her, and in the corner was a box full of old VHS porn.
There you go. Does that one excite you? You got a World War II Japanese gun or a box full of porn. They left behind their VHS tape porn. Right, Mark Sapelsa?
Porn.
Right.
Lots of it.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, you didn't seem as excited about that one.
It's much more common.
Well, what are we now? It's November 5th. Thanksgiving is what, the 23rd? Do I have that right?
22nd or 23rd?
22nd.
I cannot get that right. So, less than 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Well,
what are you doing?
I don't know. Well, I guess I'm not. I mean, there's nothing. I don't know if. Wait, I don't even know what we're doing, to be honest with you.
So you're not ready?
No.
At all?
No, not at all. I have no clue. We haven't talked about where we're going, where we're meeting, if we're going to a restaurant like we did last year or a house. So I have no clue.
Right. How about you, Whip?
I don't usually do anything personally except for kind of show up, so...
That's lucky.
I'm ready.
When is that shift going to take place from your mom and dad's house to yours? How many years away are you, Ethan?
Well, even if we do a little bit, like at our house, it's still not me personally that's really doing much.
Well, I'm just talking the full shift to your house.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you 5 years, 10 years, 60 years? It's never going to happen.
It'll happen someday, but I don't know when.
All right. You ever travel for it?
Like how, like travel like in an airplane?
Sure.
I mean, I have to drive to Michigan a lot. Does that count?
You should know none of these questions are trick questions. I'm just actually gathering information. Everything I'm asking, you're like, well, what
like
do you
an
mean?
Hour,
no, I just, do you travel? Do you go far? Do you,
I go to
you head
Michigan.
Out of town? You go to Michigan?
Yeah, a lot of
ever
times.
Ever down to Kentucky?
Once, yes.
Whip, you ever travel?
I don't remember ever traveling.
You know, they say Thanksgiving is the busiest holiday of the year. And the top three busiest airports this year for Thanksgiving travel, according to AAA, are going to be Chicago O'Hare at number three.
Okay.
Los Angeles, California, LAX at number two. And Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta, number one.
Oh.
Not the one up in Hartford, as we went through with Melissa a couple years ago. Remember those days?
No.
Yeah. Well, we can find that promo.
Nah, that's fine.
Yeah. So then you travel, you go to Thanksgiving, you have a nice Thanksgiving meal. And what do people enjoy most after Thanksgiving? What's their favorite part post-Thanksgiving meal you always hear about?
A nap?
A nap is always very nice, yeah.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, yeah. But football watching?
Yeah, well, then, what about a day later, maybe even that evening?
Oh, sandwiches?
Ah, leftovers. Ah. They've just come out with a story on how long Thanksgiving leftovers actually last before they kill you.
Before, well, people try to stretch it
right,
out,
yeah.
too.
Before you eat them and die.
Yeah.
What would you say experts recommend for turkey? You can keep the turkey around how long? You don't have to raise your hand. You can answer. You can keep the turkey around how long? Again, there's no rights or wrongs. We're just having a conversation
here. Step on Whip's toes.
That's all right.
3 days.
Whip?
It's going to be something depressing like 1 day.
3 to 4 days if refrigerated.
Good. Good, good.
I can go 2 weeks later. I'm not scared. I'm not scared
lie.
At all. I'm not lying.
You lie.
I would do that.
No, you lie.
I am not lying.
You lie.
Let me give you an example. Yesterday, I made a sandwich, and it was a, you know, turkey, like deli meat turkey.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was packed on. I looked at it. You know how it says a little packed on date?
Yeah.
It was packed on October 12th.
No, it was not.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
From the deli.
From the deli.
Didn't it
not
stink?
Not the pre-packet.
No, it seemed fine to me. I don't know.
Okay, and then you
put enough mayonnaise on it, you can't.
Feel good.
When you open the bag,
it has to be slimy and disgusting.
No, it's totally fine. I felt good about it.
You're making this up.
That's the truth. I am on. May lightning strike me.
I looked at it,
I read the 12th, and I stuck my nose in there. It didn't seem too bad. I'm going with it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going with it.
Didn't seem too bad.
I found it in the bottom of the fridge. I'm like, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat this. I got a football game to watch.
How'd your stomach feel afterwards?
I'm great. No problem. So two weeks after Thanksgiving, when the bird's all cut up, it's been in the fridge, I know scared.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
How about mashed potatoes? How long are those good for?
5 days.
3 days.
It says, baked potatoes, first of all, don't freeze well at all. Don't even try. But mashed potatoes should be okay frozen in an airtight container and last a couple of weeks. Some, when frozen completely, can last around a year before their taste starts to change.
Oh.
Well, you said frozen. I thought how long you just sat in the refrigerator.
We
didn't get to answer the question.
Well, I'm just reading what it said. You can take it up with these people.
Variety of ideas.
It just says, how long does it last? And then I read it to you. That's all. Quit trying. There's no prize. It's okay.
Okay.
You can take frozen. I would have guessed differently.
Well, I would have.
Then I would have gotten it right, and I would have gotten a sticker.
I like to be right.
Gravy. How long does gravy last in general, Melissa? Maybe frozen, maybe not. I don't know. Gravy.
Well, there's two totally different answers.
Well, but answer either one. I don't
care. Okay, in the refrigerator,
I'm just trying to have a conversation. I don't care if you're right or wrong, really.
5 days.
Yeah? What do you think?
3 days.
It says here, unfortunately, Melissa, I'm not going to tell you how long it's going to last in a refrigerator.
Would that be?
Even though it says it, but because you're being difficult, I'm not going to. I'm going to go straight to the frozen.
I'm not being difficult.
You were a bit low.
I don't think so.
If you don't want your perfectly cooked homemade gravy to go to waste, you can freeze it in airtight bags or containers for up to 4 months.
Oh.
All right.
Listen to this. One particularly useful hack to freeze gravy, ice cube trays.
Oh.
That way you can reheat one cube at a time. You just want a little gravy on something, and it's frozen, rather than freezing it like in a Tupperware.
Yeah,
you got to reheat all of it.
Right.
It's pretty crafty.
Very.
That's very interesting.
And finally, pie. Everybody loves the post-Thanksgiving pie. How long does pie stay good before it will kill you dead?
1 week.
Okay.
3 days.
Make sure you put away your dessert leftovers right away. Pie that's been sitting out for over 2 hours will start to grow foodborne bacteria that will kill you dead.
Oh.
At a couple hours, tops.
Oh, my.
But seriously? A pie will last 3 to 4 days once it's covered and refrigerated.
Yes.
Oh. Oopsie.
I would eat pie that was a month old.
I believe you would.
Especially if it's cherry.
Totally.
I know you love your cherry
pie. You leave it in there for a month, I don't care. I would eat it.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.